teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Dr. Martin Luther King said this in 1965 about the shooting of Jimmie Lee Jackson. He was murdered by the brutality of every sheriff who practices lawlessness in the name of the law. He was murdered by the irresponsibility of every politician from governors on down who has fed his constituents from stale bread of hatred and spoiled meat of racism. He was murdered by the timidity of a federal government that can spend millions of dollars a day to keep troops in South Vietnam and cannot protect the rights of its own citizens seeking the right to vote. He was murdered by the indifference of every white minister of the gospel who has remained silent behind the safe security of his stained glass windows. What he said in 1965 is just as true today of the Charleston shooting. Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? A colleague of mine, Emily Heath, from the East Coast, said there's a reason the hateful choose houses of worship. It's because that's where so many of us put our hope. You can commit a hateful act anywhere, but if you really want to hurt a community, you choose the place they worship. You bomb the synagogue, you shoot up the church, you point your gun and shout at small children trying to get into the mosque. That's how you cut the faithful so deeply that their hearts never stop bleeding. But the ones who choose to do evil in the gathering places of the faithful forget one thing. These are not mere buildings. They are the symbols of communities, but often in resistance to hate. They are the places first built by new immigrants or freed slaves or spiritual refugees or genocide survivors. They have known pain before, and they know how to survive it and transform it. They know how to thrive in the face of the worst that the small-minded and hateful can do. And they know how to live with a faith that those who take up violence will never understand. Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? From the national offices of the United Church of Christ, mass killings such as these are heart-rending under any circumstance. They are made even more tragic when they happen within the walls and safety of sacred space. The heart of our nation must break wide open to feel the pain of our divisions. The body of our nation must turn itself inside out to expose the sickness of our collective culture. The soul of our nation must cry out in agony and lamentation at this time. We appeal to the United Church of Christ family and the entire nation to pray without ceasing for justice and peace to prevail. We rely on God's abiding love, the presence of Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit, as we know that God wraps the entire AME family in a blessed embrace. When one part of the body is injured, the whole body suffers. From my colleague, Reverend Waltrina Middleton, who was an intern at First Congregational Church in Glen Ellyn just a couple of years ago. My heart experienced the unimaginable last night as the sun began to set in some places and before the moon could speak through weary cloudcast skies and others. The very thing I fight and organize against, a deeply masked and far-reaching culture of violence in our society, has descended upon the steps of my family and worked its way into the sanctuary of the church. Last night during Bible study and prayer service, a gunman entered the historic Mother Emanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina. And with deep sorrow, I write to share that my beloved first cousin was among the 9 fatalities. Her death was confirmed this morning, and the unspeakable grief of this loss has knocked me and my family off kilter. Let us come together for such a time as this to the sacred clearing no matter our faith or practice, and be of one accord in the spirit of love, hope, and healing to seek justice and peace for these and other victims of hatred and violence. Let us put our faith into action and be more than empty drums that have long lost their melodies or arrangements. Let us remove our instruments from the poplar trees and call the people, the public officials, and yes, the church, to action to address the festering sores of racism, classism, and militarism as they intersect in the culture of violence. How can we begin to eradicate this evil without acknowledging the realities of racialized policing, hate crimes, and disproportionate acts of violence against black and brown bodies? Alas, it is morning, and tear-filled dewdrops fall fresh on my face with eyes watching God in a soulful lament. Our hearts are troubled, but our faith remains steadfast, trusting and believing in the reconciling power of God for the brokenhearted and for the oppressed. Yours in faith and justice, Waltrina. And then last night, I went to a concert in Chicago. Michael Franti, you ever heard of him? Michael Franti sings the song, Say Hey, I Love You. In the early 1990s, he was known as an angry rapper. And he's about my age. He's calmed down a little bit over the years, and he sings songs. He's been called a master of the good vibrations. He sings songs about love and kindness and justice and working together. He dedicated his concert last night to the people at Mother AME Church. Here's one of the songs he sang, some lyrics from it, in a concert that was filled with harmony, love, peace, and lots of dancing. Same as it ever was, but there's got to be a better way. It's the same as it ever was, but today's a different day. You and me could make that change. It's the same as it ever was, but we better start today. They can try to divide us. They can try to increase all the pain and the suffering, but this is everybody's street. There's just one love, y'all. There's just one beat. And when we all see justice, then we'll all see peace. Folks, the shooter in Charleston said that he wanted to start a race war. That was his goal. And already in our country, there's hope. We're seeing the exact opposite happening. Sure, there are voices that disagree and voices that say different things, but there is a growing chorus of coming together to end racial hatred. There's a growing chorus of coming together to end bigotry. There's a growing chorus of coming together and to start down a path of life and love. There is a growing chorus ready to make that change. Make that change that say terrorist acts and hate crimes must end. And that love and justice can, will, and must lead the way. Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Don't you care, Jesus, about all of this that is happening? Don't you care? Why did you let that happen? In this morning's Bible reading, the disciples said that. Don't you care, Jesus? Because he was taking a nap. But one thing that we forget, of course he cared. And yes, he was taking a nap, but he was in the boat with the disciples. They were all together in that. We, not just we as St. Paul's United Church of Christ, or not just we as the Christian Church or the United Church of Christ or as Christ's church, we as a collective group of people, of humanity, we are in this boat together. And so we have a challenge before us, because it's not okay. It's not okay to lament and then do nothing. It's not okay anymore. It never was okay, but it's not okay for us to just sit and say, well, that was nice, but what are we going to do about it? We have to do something that makes a difference. So I want to send you out. Not all of you and not every Sunday, but I want to send you out some at a time and go and visit houses of worship and places where people gather from different cultures and different religions, different skin colors, all of that, and learn and participate and talk with people there, and then invite a few to come back here and help us to learn, so that this racial hatred that exists in our country, and we can say, oh no, not here, we're a good place and we're all about love and kindness, but we've all got it in us and we still don't worship together with people from other cultures and other races because it's more comfortable this way. So I want to send you out to go to different places this summer, this fall, and then come back and report on what you learned and invite people to come back here so that we can continue to learn, so that when we look out at the pews, we see a lovely diversity of all kinds of people, of different ideas of lovely love, of an embrace of difference, something where a world of racial bigotry, racial hatred, racial violence, terrorism, where it just can no longer exist. Jesus did care, and Jesus does care. He was in the boat with the disciples. We're all in this boat together.